where we have lost elections, we are going to dispute as the UCLIC those elections. We're disputing them.
Former President Jacob Zuma has been announced as the MK Party's presidential candidate.
We are officially proclaiming the presidential candidate of MK, the only man we are voting for in the MK in these coming elections. Officially, for the first time to the public, we are unveiling it. It is Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Mhlanganyelwa Zuma. I must repeat this so that it can sink to everyone. The official presidential candidate of MK, we have resolved, and with this position, we are not engageable. We are not open for any engagements. Don't call us in hotels at night. Don't call us in clubs at night. Don't buy us nice things and try to woo us for any engagements. We are unavailable. The minute you start to open your mouth and say, let's talk on who is going to be a presidential candidate of MK, and you don't mention the name of President Jacob Mhlanganyelwa Zuma, we drop a call. We immediately drop you. We block you. President Zuma is the official face of MK. You will see him all over the country. Is a position we're not willing to engage on.
The party's interim youth leader, Bonginkosi Khanyile, also made scathing threats.
We are calling all our provincial structures as the UCLIC, all of them. They must pronounce that on 9 rallies a day. All of them. We are calling them. Upon in calling them, I tell them that, comrade, tell me, what do we do with these VDs? What do we do with this military which they are going to unleash? I mean, you want to threaten us about people who were defeated by a July unrest, something in KZN and in some pockets of Gauteng. You think you can stop MK that even exists in Malamulela? You are going to deploy soldiers who were defeated by a July unrest against MK. You know the answer. Even you are not going to vote that day. I'm not going to vote, I can tell you. You will declare yourself this election is not free and fair. And you'll be hating me and calling that he must be arrested as a hooligan. I know you'll be doing that like we have done it in every Christmas fall. But I will never agree that because you can see defeat. You know, there's no need of ANC to claim Umkhonto West. They don't, it's not that there's no need. Just try and campaign. Leave us alone. But we're not going to abandon our democratic rights to choose. Enshrined in chapter 2 of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, which, by the way, are fundamental rights. A right to vote, freedom of choice, of association. We choose our colors. We choose our president. We choose our constitution. The guys choose me as their leader. Choose me. Our t-shirts are ours. Wena Mbalula wapeinelwa, you go to court. You fail an unrest, a July unrest. You think you can stop MK? You even go on a social media, on the media, you saw wow, my iPad addressing. Cyril goes there, we are ready as the country. We can never allow to unrest. There's some unrest people who are perpetuating. We are going to stop them. I can tell you, Cyril has no capacity. Has no capacity. Leave MK mother body, us as the UCLIC. He has no capacity. In 9 provinces, marshalling our force towards freedom on the 20th. He has no capacity. I want him to deploy even the soldiers that are still training. Unleash all police officers. We meet toe to toe. For these Democrats will defend it. We want to vote. Put our X. That's all. And we'll do it. Failure to that, there won't be declared elections. You'll call me a prophet. You'll come again as media. These elections are free and fair. Voting stations, this voting station, that. These police are not aware. Then you write another. Then you call for another commission of inquiry. Zuma is going to bring the ballot because you know who we are. Won't go to allow this thing off in these countries, in these dictatorship countries where just a leader when he's out, he calls soldiers. He called soldiers, you have a wrong youth leadership. It's a wrong one. I'm sure you don't wish that. You wish all of us were like all other those ones that I won't mention. So we are winning. We're not going to accept elections of losing. We're not going to accept that we're winning. We won't accept there's no lose. It's not possible. It's not possible. If they say we have lost elections, we are going to dispute as the youth league those elections. We're disputing them. There's no way. If elections are declared that we have lost them, we will dispute them. We'll be the first one as the youth league to dispute those elections. It's not possible, comrades. It's not possible.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.